As for my life, I grew up on the west coast of Canada, and my mother died when she was 72 years old, just as I began to tip the scales of 40. As the shock of losing my mom wore down, and as the grief diminished, I began to research her life. My journey began with some old photos and a scrapbook. As I interviewed family and friends who identified people and places Mum had known, I was able to fill in some of the missing pieces of her story. This eventually led me to the flatlands of Saskatchewan and the prairie town of McGee, where my mother had grown up and where her family homestead still stood. It was there that I got an inside view of Mum growing up prairie, and her being schooled in a one-room schoolhouse, followed by boarding school at a Roman Catholic convent in Rosetown. Mum's lifelong friend reminisced with me of how she and Mum used to sneak out when the nuns weren't looking to go downtown, where they would hang out on Main Street singing Doris Day's hit single, Standing on the Corner.
Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. Brother, you don't know a nicer occupation. Matter of fact, neither do I. Then standing on the corner,
In reflecting upon my mother's childhood and on my ancestors' lived experiences, I recall stories my mother had told me about her mother's heartache at the fortune she'd left behind in North Dakota and her subsequent loss of family heirlooms that were destroyed when her matrimonial home was taken by fire, taking the house and all the family belongings with it, leaving the family homeless in the 1930s. I recall hearing that someone ran back into the burning house to retrieve Grandma Olive's sewing machine, the sole item that guaranteed income for the impoverished family and clothes for the children. I also recall the sadness and the quiet desperation at the family being separated and the parents having to farm out the little ones while Grandpa Jeremiah and the neighbors rebuilt a three-room shack to house 9 people. I think back to my mother's experience of the prairies in the 1930s. I am the big open spaces of southern Saskatchewan, where my mother played with paper dolls while she waited for the spring to come. By the 1940s, the spring had long since come and gone, and with all the children having grown up and moved away, my mother boarded a train in Saskatoon and headed west, en route to join her siblings in Victoria, B.C. She was 18 years old. My mother trained to become a nurse's aide in St. Joseph's Hospital and spent her spare time singing in St. Patrick's Cathedral Choir and attending dances through the Catholic Youth Organization. This is where she met my father and lifelong friends. As I envision my mom's lived experience, from leaving the prairie land to her family losing their home to a fire and having the community farmers coming together to build a home for her family, I recall my own visit to her childhood home. As I walked that land, I thought about the great-greats leaving the Red River Valley for the Canadian prairie. I thought about the green hills of Ireland, where my kin rose up from, and my Dublin, where Molly Malone sold her wares along the ancient cobblestone streets, the same streets that my kin once walked. Oh, I am the fiery fields of Dublin, Ireland, where my great-grandmother told tales by candlelight while she waited for the struggle of the famine and of the drink to end. When my mother passed away so many years ago, much was lost. Grief pulled at me to understand her life and her losses. This led me to research her lived experience. As is often the case for many people, it takes a death to wake up. Because we come to realize that we do not have all the time in the world, we are called to attention. By researching my mother's life, I was able to pull her silence out of the shadows, much like my ancestors, much like my own Sweet Molly Malone.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. As she wheeled her wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. And they wheeled their barrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She died of a fever, and sure no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh.
The Saturday night city beat had already started, and the pulse of the corner boy just sprang into action, and young Billy watched them, the yellow street light, and said, tonight,
up all night, it's gonna be a light night.
Billy don't like it living here in this town,
he said.
Traps haven't sprung long before he was born,
he said.
From its scat western song,
screaming and crying in the high-rise block, it's a rat trap. Get it, but you're already caught.
Hey, you can make it if you wanna, or you need it bad enough.
You're young and good-looking, and you're acting kinda tough anyway. It's Saturday night time to see what's going down.
Put on the bright suit, head for the right side of town.
It's only 8 o'clock, but you're already bored. You don't know what it is, but there's gotta be more. You it's a rat trap,
and you've been caught.
In this town, Billy says, everybody's trying to tell you what to do. In this town, Billy says, everybody says you gotta follow rules. You walk up to the traffic lights, you switch and you let your race. You push in that button, and that button comes out.
work at some factory.
Work on the hours God gave it. Get myself a little easy moving. Her mind's made up. She walks down the road. Her hands in a pocket, cold button against the cold. She finally finds Billy down at the Italian cafe. When he's drunk, it's hard to understand why Billy stands. But then he mumbles in his coffee and he suddenly roars. We've been
and that was Rat Trap with the Irish band Boomtown Rats. The band's frontman and lead singer, Bob Geldof, wrote this song in 1973 while he was working in an abattoir. It is a song that tells the story of a young man who feels stuck in the town that he lives in and basically refers to it as a rat trap. The Rats are an Irish rock band originally formed in Dublin in 1975. While the band had a lot of success through their time together between 75 and 86, they were often overshadowed by the charity work of Bob Geldof. And in 1979, they got a lot of international attention with their second UK number one, I Don't Like Mondays. The song was successful, but it was also controversial because Geldof had written it in the aftermath of an attempted massacre at an elementary school in San Diego, California, in 1979 by Brenda Ann Spencer. Here is that song now, the Boomtown Rats with I Don't Like Mondays.
And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Types to a waging world. A mother feels so shocked. Father's world is rocked. And their thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16, ain't that beachy keen? Now it ain't so neat to admit defeat. They can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need? Lesson today is how to die. And then the bullhorn crackles and the captain tackles with the problems of my house and wife. And he can see
no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to die?
Now we have another tune that the Boomtown Rats, and specifically Bob Geldof and Mijiri, are so well known for, is a tune that Geldof and Ure wrote to raise money for the 1983-85 Ethiopian famine. The song was first recorded by Band Aid, a supergroup which was assembled by Geldof and Ure and consisted of huge names such as Bono, Sting, Boy George, George Michaels. Oh, I can't even think of everyone, but so many huge names. It's fantastic. If you don't know or you haven't seen the video, Google it on YouTube. It's incredible. Many bands have gone on, or many groups have formed to record this song, but the original, there's nothing like it. Here it is now.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish it. Christmas time.
is Northern Irish singer-songwriter Than Morrison, with his incredibly lively and fun-loving song Bright Side of the Road off his 1979 LP Into the Music. This song was also the song that was played in the final credits of the John Travolta film Michael, in which he plays an angel on earth. It's such a great movie. It's such a great song. But the very cool thing is, at the end of the movie, he dances with Maureen Stapleton in the streets to this song. If you look at Van Morrison's album cover, it depicts the same image. Two people dancing in the streets. And so I look at that now and I think of John Travolta and Maureen Stapleton. Anyways, that was Bright Side of the Road. Great song. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Arts Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. This has been Annie Roach, and you've been listening to week one of 2 weeks of Irish music, Irish stories, and of course, specific stories and experiences of my journey through Ireland, my ancestral homeland. My ancestors left Ireland in 1821. Well, not all my ancestors, but some. They came to North America. Some settled in Canada. Some settled in the Dakotas, where they homesteaded on the Red River Valley. Very cool piece of history for me. Anyways, tune in again next week for the second and final week, where I will be reflecting on my experiences, and I have some more information of different galleries that I visited while on that little island called Ireland. In the meantime, stay tuned for Wave Station, and as always, I leave you with one final tune, another song from Van Morrison. This song was released on Morrison's 1967 album, Blowin' Your Mind. The song was originally called Brown Skinned Girl, but given the politics of the 60s, producers wouldn't allow it. Radio DJs wouldn't play it. So he changed the lyrics to Brown Eyed Girl. Think about that as you're listening to this song. It's a great song. It's a great dance tune. And it's also a very political song, given the roots of the lyrics. Have a listen. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend and stay safe on this Labor Day holiday weekend.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing. Skipping and a-jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts a-thumping, and you, my brown-eyed girl, and you, my brown-eyed girl, and whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
la 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 di da, la di da.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit CJSF.com.